Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we are going to be reflecting on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." I am a huge like fantasy book nerd, and so this reading hits in a different kind of way because I just am obsessed with like the weird intricacies of like politics and stuff. But what Jesus is simply saying here is that it's what they're saying doesn't make sense. That like if it is through demonic powers that he is driving out demons, then like they wouldn't have to, like, there wouldn't be a struggle against heaven, like, because they're just all infighting. And so what Jesus says is, it's like, it's only through the divine hand of God that I do this. That, like, actually, it's through God that I do this. And he has this, like, really sassy line that I think, and he says, "If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out?" It's like, if this is what I do, like, how do you know that you're doing it right? Like, how are you so confident that this is how you're doing it? And so I think where we can come from this gospel today is trust in one another, that we are doing what we effectively feel called to do. I know that sometimes in my walk, especially, I have struggled to see why certain people are called to do certain things, or I often question why certain people do certain things. But it's actually in this process of trusting that the Lord is working that I see that the Lord is actually doing it, and I get to like have greater faith in what the Lord is doing and that he would do it in my own life. So if you ever struggle or seem to struggle with the fact that someone, that like it may appear that God is picking a favorite in your life, or that you're struggling with this idea that you may not be as like equipped to do something, know that like God calls you and then equips you. Know that God calls you into deeper things, and you may be in a season where God is calling you into deeper trust that he will be provider and that he'll keep his promises. So Jesus, today, I pray that our faith in one another would be strengthened. I pray that our faith in you would be strengthened, that we'd be able to grow closer to you and grow in a deeper relationship with you. And Jesus, we pray that if there's anyone out there who may struggle with trusting in maybe their priests or in the members of their church, God, that you would build greater trust, God, and bring reconciliation to those relationships. It's your most holy name we pray. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. Again, my name is Jack Parker. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways you bless us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a wonderful day.